Hello, everyone. So here's a bit of an update on Duckface Diary stuff. We recorded a series of bonus podcasts on Ashihara's previous works with manga industry savant Maxi Bernard. Here's an excerpt on the award-winning mystery one-shot he made, Room 303. If you want to support the show and get access to the full podcast, go to patreon.com/wednesdaydailycheddar, as bonus podcasts will be available to patrons at the $6 tier. But for now, enjoy the preview.
Yeah, I didn't expect this to be the secret backstory of Katagiri Squad, and most shockingly of all, apparently, they are all murderers?
Mostly murderers in a spooky ghost house that dispenses most of them to hell, this is a wild story for what we're used to from Ashihara-sensei, like...
It's a real genre departure for sure, like a suspense horror. Pretty much no sci-fi elements to it whatsoever.
Which I would love to see more of this sort of work from him. Like, I'm surprised at how well he actually maintains suspense over the, let's say, the first two-thirds of the comic.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're saying that there are no sci-fi elements, but I do love that Ashihara really has a thing for, like, gates to another world. It must really be on his mind a lot. I can definitely see why Osamu likes bridges.
Yeah, I mean, he loves these, like, labyrinthine castles with these endless stacking layers, walls and viaducts. It reminds me a lot of how the neighborhood worlds look. And there's kind of a very dreamlike nature to, I think, to a lot of his pre-World Trigger stories. Like, this and Rillianthal have that. It's sort of surreal. Things don't quite feel like they're happening in the real world, but there are certain rules that ground them.
Yeah, there's definitely a sense of dream logic. So for those who don't know, this is literally a story where the characters who would go on to be Katagiri Squad in World Trigger go to investigate the White Mansion to look for two of their missing friends, also from Katagiri Squad, who have disappeared. Well, one of them is. Who has disappeared under mysterious circumstances, and they end up finding a room with very specific rules that are written down in one of their handwriting, explaining that they can't take information from the room and that there's a body in the closet. And it is thrilling.
Yes, thank you for the summary. I didn't write one, so it was much appreciated. Out of, like, World Trigger references, I think Sadahara is the only, like, prominent character who does not get brought into World Trigger after this. Like, he's the bloke who originally invited Katagiri and his squad into Room 303. I suppose that it's because he was, like, the receptionist lady's puppet, I suppose, if I interpreted that correctly. And the receptionist lady also grows horns and looks a lot like Mira, Moira from Eftokrator.
Yeah.
There's gotta be horns. You have to have horns if it's an Ashihara work.
Mm-hmm.